You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Welcome to Axe to Grind, the hardcore podcast. I'm Patrick.
I'm Bob.
And I'm Tom.
And normally we pregame a little bit, pre-production. I have no idea. Are we talking sponsors today, or are we just giving a general shout out and keeping this tight?
We are going to do sponsors, but we'll keep it tight. So in that interest, thank you to the person we just spoke to. First non-recorded just group call on Axe to Grind history, Closed Casket Activities.
Yeah, Armadillo.
Thank you to Convulse Records.
Big Koala.
Thank you to Run for Cover Records.
Panda Energy.
And thank you to Live a Lie.
Kestrel Hawk.
All right, so keeping it tight. Run for Cover Records, runforcoverrecords.com. Are you guys familiar with a little band named Citizen?
I really am.
Pat's very closely affiliated, familiar with.
Yo, let me say this. This is crazy. I like every band that we've toured with, and I mean that as people. I found somebody in every band. Somebody. Even if I don't like somebody, I like somebody else in every band. In Citizen, I've never, like, related as well as I have to Citizen, who are Midwest trash of the type that an Albany person can fully relate to.
So the Toledo to Albany pipeline is alive and well?
Might as well be the same place.
Feels alive, yeah. That sells it all. Citizen, Calling the Dogs, pre-orders up now. Get it while you can. There's a bunch of different variants. Go to runforcoverrecords.com. Get it there.
But go see them at Drug Church.
Yeah, go see them at the Drug Church.
It's actually, Pat doesn't actually promote anything he does, but I'll do it for him. It's already announced. They're playing the UK and a couple of shows in mainland Europe. Is that right, Pat?
That's right.
With Citizen in 2024, February?
That's right.
You're welcome.
So runforcoverrecords.com. Check it out. To Live a Lie, tolivealie.com. Click on that web store. Yo, a couple quick new release, new product recommendations. Here's what I'm going to say. Bastard Noise. Not a project I am intimately familiar with, but one I think I want to dig into this year. So I'm going to order the Bastard Noise Incineration Prayer LP. Looks like it was put out by Armageddon label. Makes sense. Shout out to Armageddon label. I don't know if this is the new or older material. I think there's a few different things going on here, so everyone should check it out.
Now, this is a Man is the Bastard side project. Is that correct?
Well, this is the evolution, essentially.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So when Man is the Bastard broke up, Bastard Noise became the thing, but they existed concurrently.
That's what I was going to ask. That's why I thought, yeah.
So I'm very curious about it. That's kind of on the classical new end, and perhaps on the new classic end. World Peace, It Is Written LP. Now, the label putting it out is 12-gauge, but if we're here for fast music, this is fast music. One of the best power violence bands from the Bay Area. I say that, let me separate it. From the Bay Area, this is one of the best power violence bands going. Thought their last LP was really good. Thought the EPs before that were really crushing. Like, I really liked those. And I'm very curious to see what this LP is like. It Is Written. Get it on white vinyl at tolivealie.com. Go for it. All right. Guys, how we doing? How we feeling? How you doing? Tom, how you doing?
I'm all right. Getting ready for my trip to California. Was down at the beach on Saturday. I got some stuff to say.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to get to that. We're going to get into it. Patrick, how you feeling?
Back in Perth, Australia, home of the champions. And
of what?
You know what? Just being chill dudes.
chill champions.
Chill, you know, they might have had a cricket
football team or like a koala killing
team.
Who knows? They had some success in the NBL. We'll see.
I'm going to make an effort this year to go to some Australian football games. Totally interesting sport from an outsider's perspective. How familiar are you, fellas?
I watch it late night on ESPN.
Yeah, that's Americans' experience with it. Bob, what'd you say?
Yeah, that's it.
3 a.m. You can't sleep. It's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to check it out. Cricket's the one that I'd like to get invested in, but I've had people sit and try to explain it to me, and I still can't grasp it. So it might be like I watch it the same way that I watch, you know, maybe a David Lynch movie or some shit, where the purpose is maybe not to understand. It's just, hey, you know, it took me a couple of years to get baseball down. So this might be asking a bit much. To answer your question, Perth, best place on earth. And I'm here for 12 days before going to Japan.
Well, enjoy. That's going to be fun. Before we get into the topics and hardcore chat, I mentioned that we had a group phone call with a friend prior to the recording, before we clicked record, which was fun. That was a first. I have another first. You guys ready to try new things?
Sure.
We had a very kind request to send a happy birthday out to a listener. That. Yeah, I do too. So,
I like that, Andrew.
From Meredith. We'll accept these, but you better come with the energy. Meredith came with some really heartfelt thing, really good. And by the way, missed it to be early. Hayden French, happy birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday, Hayden.
I want it to be like, who's the dude who was on the Today Show forever who wished happy birthday to everyone who was like turning 100? What's that dude?
Oh, Wilbur Wilson.
You know it. It was pre Al Roker. He was the weatherman of our
Willard Scott.
Yes. Willard Scott. Yes. Oh, Sir Willard Scott.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Patrick Kinlan turning 100 in Toledo today.
Turning 100 in Toledo.
And just as full of energy as he was when he was 28, you know. Yeah, that'll.
And I asked her what his secret was. It was bourbon and chocolate.
Yeah, so happy birthday, Hayden French, turning a ripe 143. Mm. And now for weather on the 8s.
It's hot. Just,
that's it. Yeah. Everybody, feeling good. Welcome to summer. We have some very summer-related topics. I think we're going to start. Tom, you got some things to say, and you may or may not have a question for us. So dive in.
Yeah. So I was down in your neck of the woods on Saturday. I went to see an outdoor concert.
Mm.
I went to go see Bantic Souls as a summer thing called Stoke for Summer every year. So I went down to that. Saw four bands. I saw Screaming Females, who I enjoyed a lot.
Yeah, honestly, some great songs.
Oh, man. I've liked the record tracks. Live. It hits way better.
Way better. Superior live performance.
Incredible. They were amazing. I thought they were fucking great.
And you know what? Catch them one of their hot spots, because it's just – there's an interesting – for a band like that, the amount of live interactivity is – a bit surprising and very welcome.
Yeah, like for a three-piece, they sounded great. Like, and that's not their fucking crowd. The Bouncing Souls, like, hey, bro, we're going down to see them in Azrael. Like, and I thought they were fucking great. I was blown away. I thought they were awesome. And we saw a mutual favorite of all three of ours. I saw them at least 7 Seconds.
Hell yeah!
And how were they as? Pardon me, legitimately old men now. How were they?
Well, Kevin said he was 62.
Yep.
Tracks?
They were fucking incredible.
Yeah.
He sounds better now than he's ever, like, he hit every note. They played Sada Graha, whatever. I don't know how to say the word.
Sada Graha.
And he hit every note. It was, they were unbelievable.
So, okay, here's a question regarding age, regarding performance. So I don't hit any notes that I'm supposed to, right? And I think I'm more entertaining for it. Now, if I was a music purist, if I was an actual musician of any type, this might be a conflict, right, inside myself. But I'm just not. So, I was watching, it's funny that I didn't know you were going to that show, Tom, but I was watching a somewhat recent 7 Seconds performance on YouTube the other day. And what you found to be a feature, I found to be a bug, which is I wanted Kevin to move more, hit fewer notes. and you were satisfied by the other way.
I mean, he was interacting. I mean, he didn't stand there like a statue.
No. Listen, he's not a schlub. He's never been a schlub.
No, but I mean, he sounded perfect. Like, you know, the crowd was into it. The band sounded great. Sammy Siegel playing drums because Troy has been sick and he hasn't been able to play. Sammy's a fucking beast.
Yeah, that's a good look for
Sammy. It's a good, you know, if they had to make an addition, he's a great addition. But yeah, I thought they were fucking, I mean, I try to see them every time they come through the area anyway. But like, you know, it's been a couple years. And I'm like, God, they're still so good. And like those songs are so good. Like
songs are so good.
They had a, you know, 45 minute set. And it's like, oh, every one of these songs rules. Even like they played like a song from one of their later records, Leave a Light On. I'm like, yo, this song rules.
Yeah. So
they were great.
This is me talking very, very frankly, maybe in a way that some people wouldn't appreciate. I don't know. there's conversations in music that take place kind of above what we do, because and when I say above, I don't mean it's better. I mean it's just there's more money at stake. There's more whatever. We are essentially a fanzine. You know, that's what we do here. We talk about things that we really love and appreciate. But there's this other conversation that you'll hear a lot from managers, booking agents, and labels, which is, why are they still doing it? Right? Not 7 Seconds specifically, but just about any band that's not, that doesn't have real upward mobility, that doesn't have the potential for another hit, et cetera, et cetera. And my argument for why is someone still doing it would be 7 Seconds, you know, which is, you know, they're still good and they still bring people joy. And it's like, what more can we, you know, and if it, and it's presumably worth their time as men that got to make rent. So those are the reasons. And I think that this sometimes gets lost because it's so often it's why is somebody still doing this? I hear this all the time. And as a guy who's never sold a lot of records, I keep thinking, damn, that's cold. I do it because I like it. I thought that was enough. But I just think that 7 Seconds is an argument for aging gracefully. I would put 7 Seconds and probably Slapshot in the conversation for, oh, you can be a legit old fuck and still really, really rule.
Wow.
Yeah. I wish I had gone. I wish I had gone, Tom. I was preoccupied with a barbecue that I had to, I was actually, what was that? Saturday was a tough day. It was a lot of, I was working on the house from basketball, youth basketball from 8 to 10, working on the house from 10 to 4. Barbecue from 4 to 8, and I was just—I really thought about trying to skip into Asbury, but it was just energy level low. I heard positive reviews of all three of their shows. I heard it was all awesome. So, shout out to 7 Seconds. We always get love.
They're cool openers, like for the shows that they were playing themselves.
Hell,
Gum played One Step Closer, Jive Bomb, Taking Meds. I'm like, fuck, man.
How cool are those shows? That's dope as hell.
So yeah, Bayside was really good, and so Bouncing Souls were cool. They played for like 2 hours. I was shocked that they like played to like late, since it's outdoors and everyone likes to complain about the sound.
Yeah.
But related to this, I have a question.
Hit us.
I won't give specifics, but if you were given the opportunity.
One chance.
One opportunity.
Yeah.
Spaghetti. To like say throw out the first pitch at a Major League Baseball game.
Okay.
Not your hometown team. You're out on tour somewhere. You're in the middle of nowhere, not near home. They're not playing your hometown team, whatever. Do you, because we were talking about this because Justin Brannon from Indecision, who's a council, like a politician, threw out the first pitch at like a Cyclones game, which is like the local, you know. So, you know, we're trying to figure out, like, all right, 60 feet, 6 inches. I'm like, I could still throw this on a line. Like, I'm not, I don't have to, like, loop it so I don't embarrass myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can still throw a fucking heater, you know?
Sure.
And so we're, like, going back and forth. So then a friend of ours was like, yeah, I have this opportunity to throw out the first pitch at this, like, Major League Baseball game. And I know this person to be a very good athlete and, like, have played baseball with him, and he's great. So I'm like, are you going to, like, throw, like, you know, a fucking 80-mile-per-hour fastball, like, in the inside corner? He's like, no, I'm thinking about, like, going full 50 cent and, like, accidentally throwing it, like, in the dugout.
Yeah, he wants that ESPN high, like, low level.
Yeah, he wants to be on SportsCenter, like, bottom 10.
Not top 10, yeah.
What do you – all right, so – Bob, either, you know, a first pitch or, like, if there was, like, a ceremonial, like, opening free throw, what do you do?
Yeah, sure. Well, so let's do first pitch. You know, that's always – that's, like, a classic. You know what? One, I don't know why – even if you're famous, put in a little work. I would – even I don't care what you're doing. You're a musician. You're an actor. Yo, you got a week leading up. Just give yourself a week of practice where you're doing it just a little bit every day. You know, you don't want to blow your arm out. The respect gained by the insert person here throwing out the first pitch, who just, you know, I'm not telling you need to drop a 90-mile-per-hour fastball, but you put it across the plate and you get that respect applause, like, oh, yeah, good throw. And you can kind of, like, give the, like, fist pump, like, yeah. I had that. It's light work, right? Like, we're not pitching an inning here. You're just throwing out the ball once. Not saying kick it back. You're not trying to be Oral Hershiser. Get it across. I would give my all. I would do a week practice, make sure I
stretch out the arm, get it ready to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Before the game, maybe like a couple hours before the game, I'm out there just making sure I'm good. The respect of that. Oh, yeah. Oh, remember when you threw out the first pitch? Yeah, that was awesome. You did great. I'll take that.
I would legitimately go to a camp. Like
Patty Prime.
Yeah, I would go to a camp, and because here's the thing. You can say somebody, Tom, I don't know this person. You can say that somebody's a good athlete. Throwing a baseball in a even semi-professional way is a real undertaking. You know what I mean? Like, it's for people. Listen, we probably have a lot of listeners who don't like baseball. That's fine. You know what I mean? Yeah. You don't gotta like it, but you can never. It's like even if you want to say it's under athletic by comparison to say basketball, which is very high intensity in terms of like
hitting a fastball is the hardest thing in sports.
So that's what they say. Honestly, pitching is a human achievement of the highest order.
That was also my question too. Like, do you you have the pitching mound, which kind of gives you a little bit of like an edge. Do you go up on the mound? Do you step in front of the mound and throw on flat ground? Like, it's like, there's so many things, but I feel like Pat might like launch like just a bit outside just so he could get drug charge on Sports Center and make Frankie proud.
No, I'm really not that. My father would be very proud if I got it over the plate in a convincing manner that looked like something.
Like, it wasn't film editing.
Yeah. Like, I'm not even. I actually watched a clip of Tim Wakefield. You remember Tim Wakefield?
Yeah, throwing the fucking knuckleball.
Yeah. But he was throwing one with a ball with no spin. The ball didn't move at all. So think about throwing a ball that has no spin. It just stays still. I couldn't believe it. I was mesmerized. I watched the clip. Right. It was like an 8-second clip. I watched it like 40 times in a row.
I saw that thing on Instagram. Because usually, like, for people that don't like sport, like a lot of these pitchers, like, the pitch will have like 2,000 rotations before it hits, like, gets to the batter. This had zero. It was like a fluttering. But the only problem with that is people that throw that sort of pitch have no real idea where it's going.
Yeah, there's a lack of control.
So, but it's fucking crazy. But yeah, I just thought that was really funny. I was like, when the person's like, yeah, I might just like shit the bed and just like throw it into the fucking seats. And I'm like, you know what? There's probably, you know, a career move in that. Or like, are you to go the proud route and be like, hey, the third baseman from this team, like, patted me on the back because I made it on the first shot? Or like, getting made fun of by Scott Van Pelt on ESPN. What's better? I don't know.
No, it's a good question. Do you just try to get the 90% of the world will completely forget you threw a nice ball that went across the plate. But the 10% who do are the people who, like, were rooting for you, wanted to be in your corner. You flip those numbers if you do a bad job. You know what I mean? Like, Tom, you've been to a lot of sporting events in person in your life. So have I. Patrick, I'm sure you've been to at least a handful. Do you remember, I don't know, one out of five of the people who sang the national anthem at the event you were at? No, right? Like,
no.
Right. Like, I'm trying to think. I don't think I ever remember the one, but like, you asked me about the Fergie clip of her singing at the NBA All-Star game. I remember everybody's faces. It's amazing. So anyways, guys, how about we talk a little bit of hardcore?
Oh yeah, let's do it.
Sure. We got it.
You know what? It's a special week, special time. It is summertime. And in hardcore, it means it's Sound and Fury time. Shout out to Sound and Fury.
Shout out.
July 29th and 30th. That's this weekend. Los Angeles Exposition Park. I think I'm sufficiently removed from it to just be able to say, like, I obviously have some bias. But I give so much credit to Riley, Martine, and Madison, and really their whole team. I think Kat's been working more closely with them for putting together a really cool festival this year. All the things they do around it are really cool. That's not to say anything about other festivals across the country, because there's so many good hardcore festivals at this point. I actually get a little twerked out about it when I see people kind of admonish the days where there was only like a handful of hardcore fests, or say, well, this predates the era of hardcore festivals. I'm like, does it really? I think you're recontextualizing a little bit. But regardless, Sound and Fury does it well, and they do it right. We're knee deep in Sound and Fury week. Go ahead. What were you gonna
say? Let's talk about it for a second.
Please.
There's always been a ton of festivals. There's been a ton. Tom can speak to this. I'm sure he's played a dozen of them in his life where there's been a ton of, I guess you'd say, fly by night or shaky.
Yeah.
You know.
You book too many bands and you throw Fest on the end of the show. And then it's like, here we go. We got fucking Kinlan Fest. It's like, wait, what?
And then I disappear before the night is over. And people are chasing me for the next 6 years of my life. Like, this was a thing that was, you know. So look, is the professionalization of hardcore fests, is that a bad thing? Well, that's a matter of opinion. I don't give a shit what you
great conversation that, but, to have. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's the fact is that there's always been festivals, and there's always been festivals that people remember too. Like
correct.
You know, so I think that just because we have a number now of name brand festivals, and for the name brand ones, for the ones that people travel to, et cetera, I honestly don't think it's too much. It's not like it's
no.
It's I mean, you could have Europe, goddammit. Look.
I mean, every day is a festival in Europe. At least here it's like LDBs during the winter, This Is Hardcore and Sound and Fury during the summer. Yeah. Ones in Florida, you know, like FYAs during the winter. So it's spread out that it's like you could feasibly go to all of them.
And I mean, this
bless the heart of the person who does. Bless their heart. Oh my God.
So smart bands that tour Europe will go summer months and line up as many festivals as possible, and that's a thing that you can do in Europe, a place which is not as big as the United States. So just a thing to consider. I don't think we're drowning here.
No, and so anyways, we could do a whole episode about that. And what I really ask is, why are you mad? What is it that's making you recontextualize to think that a fest was the only one that must have existed, and everything since then is based on that? And it's wild, you know.
Like, you know, it's wild. You don't have to partake.
That's right. True too.
That's right.
You take as much or as little as you want. It's awesome.
And honestly, I've said this since when we put together the first Sound of Fury. I was 24. I was like, I was so excited about booking it. I had such a great time party planning it. doing the whole thing. It was really super great. But like, you know, I was also 24 years old. I felt like grandpa. I was like, I don't need to watch 30 bands. Mm. But an 18-year-old me definitely wanted to watch 30 bands. 16-year-old me would have been ripping my skin off to get in the door of a hardcore fest. You know what I mean? So think to those days for those people who aren't. This is not a paid-for ad. I encourage people to go if they are anywhere near Southern California. Whether you're familiar with many of these bands or not, this is going to be a great way to take them in. I got to be honest, and I think you guys will co-sign with me on this. There were bands that I was skeptical of, but saw them last year at Sound and Fury and was like, man, that set changed my mind. There were bands I had written off as being done, like past their peak. Saw their Sound and Fury Fest and was set. Saw their Sound and Fury set and was like, whoa, wrong. I was very wrong. And, you know, there's some real value to that. And it's so cool to see bands succeed and play and get to play to a lot of people. So there will be a lot of people at Exposition Park this weekend. So there's a bunch of shows this week. It's starting actually as you hear us recording this, we are recording this on Monday night. There is a Hard Lore podcast at Brain Dead Studios.
Live podcast. What a terrible idea.
Shout out to Hardlore. Those are the dudes. Shout out to Colin for coming out last year to ours. Wish we could be there for you, buddy.
I think it'll be a lot of fun. That's a good venue. Brain Dead is cool as fuck.
My representatives will be there.
Hell yeah.
So what is that, Eric and Evan?
Yeah. I'm sure they'll be there.
We got to give them like business cards, like E&E Enterprises.
You know what I mean? I'm sending people on my behalf.
I'm sending my people. Tomorrow, the boys, the homies, the headliners, and Cosmic Joke are playing Genghis Cohen. That's Tuesday, so you hear this. They're playing
tonight.
Yep, tonight. Get with this and Karmic Wheels also. Tomorrow is a free Flat Spot World LA show. Do you have that lineup? Because it's pretty wild.
Yeah, let me pull it up.
While he's pulling that up, let me say about Cosmic Joke.
Yes.
I hope that this becomes LA's band because I think they're fucking awesome. But have you ever seen somebody that doesn't play music full time and you marveled at how they should be playing music full time?
Yes.
There is a member. Cosmic Joke is a good band. There's one member specifically. One of the Miller brothers, Morgan, who is so good on a stage, like so immediately just like, oh, he was built for this. And if you know anything about him, it's because he's been doing that since he was 13. And now he has a professional career and all that, and he doesn't play on a stage as often as he did when he was a kid. But he started doing that. So I asked him afterwards, you know, why don't you do this more? And it's people got their reasons, but he would have been the all-time fill-in guy for anything from like Swami Records scene to Fat Records style music. He's just really good on a stage. And I just had such a deep appreciation. I mean, the whole band good, but I just watch for when you watch Cosmic Joke go, oh, right. That's cool.
Hell yeah. Tom, what's that Flat Spot World? You got it?
Yep. It's already sold out. So it's a free show, but if you didn't RSVP already, you're probably not getting in. It's at 1720. It's Anti, Rubber Brigade, End It, Section Hate, Regulate, and Zulu.
Hell yeah.
Doors are at 6.
Go, just go
downtown LA.
Look, I don't want to get the show in trouble. I don't want to get any buddies in trouble. Just go, just show up, make it crazy. Go, just go.
Right. Okay. Entry is first come, first serve based on venue capacity. RSVP does not guarantee entry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So guess what? Maybe it's a Wednesday night. Go, show up, see what happens. What's the worst thing that happens? You're just hanging out in downtown LA. Worst.
I mean, that could be the worst.
That's pretty bad, actually.
Yeah. I don't know. Yo, they got so many of those scooters around. Just go on a Lime scooter for a while afterwards. Cruise around is probably going to be comfortable tomorrow evening. That's a great Wednesday night. Just go.
Do it.
Thursday, Hi-Viz, Cold God, and Object of Affection at Lodge Room. That one sold out. Again, wow. Same recommendation.
Shout out Lodge to the God.
Yeah, shout out. Cool show. That's a cool show. Hi-Viz first West Coast show, I think, right there. So shout out to that. And then Friday, the pre-game, the Friday night, Neverending Game, Gridiron, Spinebreaker, Initiate, and New World Man at Don Quixote. Sold out. This is enough right there. If you just went to this, the week of stuff, that's like a great feeling around of what's good in hardcore right now. Like lots of new stuff, lots of different stuff. Doing it right. I think that's very cool. I also like that all of it, I don't anticipate that everyone going to the Friday show is going to the Thursday show, is going to the Wednesday show, is going to the Tuesday show, is going to the Monday podcast. You're getting a lot of different things. So I like it. I like variety. I like the variety of this. I had an idea. I just had it as I was sitting here looking at this lineup. You guys want to play a game?
Do you want to play a game?
Sure. Yes. It's an off-the-cuff game. We are going to, so some of these bands we're very familiar with. Some of these bands we might not be familiar with at all. We're going to talk about the band's name. It's going to be kind of round robin. Saturday and Sunday, we'll have two. It'll be head on head, and the third person will be the judge. So one of us will go twice. I don't care. I'll be the judge for Saturday, and then I'll participate Sunday. So Pat and Tom, you go Saturday. Maybe I'll play the winner, and the person who loses will be the judge. Okay. So here's how we play the game. I'm going to say the band's name. And then you guys are going to think, without any relation to the music, what that name evokes, what it makes you think of. Let me start with a band who's not playing. You guys ready to do the test round? This is the tester.
Ready. Sure.
So Fiddlehead is not playing Sound and Fury, but let's do Fiddlehead. Tom first.
Country music.
Patrick.
Wooden venue.
Okay, it doesn't have to be music related at all. I'm giving it to Tom because I think about somebody picking their teeth with some sort of weird fern. Like that's the image it evokes to me. So Tom gets it, and I hear twang music behind it. So it doesn't have to be music related at all. In fact, actually, Tom, you're going to be the judge. You're going to let me do Saturday versus Patrick. You be the judge for the first day, and you'll play whoever is the winner of this one for Sunday, because I think I can help set what the vibe will be. I'll keep track of the score.
Got it.
All right. You ready, Patrick?
I think so.
All right. I think so too. All right.
Am I reading the band?
You're reading the name and then you decide who gave the better answer. Saturday, right. July 29th, Sound and Fury. Here's the lineup and we're going to do a fun thing. And hopefully you guys check out all these bands. Go.
Right. This will be in alphabetical order, starting off with Big Boy.
Local fast food chain.
Oh, that's pretty good. I was going to think, I would say a fella that you don't realize you're insulting, but he doesn't appreciate being called big.
Tom?
I like Pat's.
Good.
Okay. I did like Bob's too, but I felt Pat's a little bit more.
No worries. Go for it.
Pat's good like that. Number two, yep. C4.
Bug spray.
Oh, wow. I think the only obvious one is like a Mission Impossible explosion thing.
Ooh.
I'm going to go bug spray.
Mm. Good. All right.
Cold World.
Like a new ride at a amusement park that is like a log flume, but you're going through like an Arctic penguin thing before you go on the log flume.
Wow.
Cliched suicide note.
What Real Bob.
I understood cliche. Pat. I kind of liked it. I got it.
I did it. Cliche. Yeah. Like goodbye, cold world. Yeah.
Okay.
This is tough. Crushed.
Fancy new boutique candy store in Midtown.
Wow. That's good. I'm going with Alicia Silverstone.
Ooh, interesting.
I don't know if I get that.
She was in a movie called The Crush.
That's right. Okay. But I'm going to go candy store.
Okay.
Okay.
Dead Heat.
So here's the thing. Unfortunately, the movie comes to my head right away, like Dead Heat, the movie. Am I thinking of Dead Heat? I might be thinking of a different thing. All right, fuck it. I'm going to say a firefighter movie.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking a sports drama. I'm going to go basketball sports drama.
I'll go sports drama.
Nice. Mm. I like that. All right.
Fury.
I mean, this is cheating because there's a movie called this, but there's right. I think of Brian De Palma.
Fury. Shit, I'm blanking. Really cool BMX bike that the neighbor has that you don't have that puts a blazing on the side.
Yeah, I'm gonna go for that. Oh, I was going to say a misspelled Craigslist ad.
a really misspelled Craigslist misconnection ad.
I was looking for a furry, got a fury. Here we go. Gel.
I'm thinking things that are locked behind plexiglass at CVS.
Newfangled explosives.
I'm going to go CVS. Mm. High viz.
The streetwear brand that's coming in 5 years, referencing the time where high viz clothing was super cool and now it's back.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting off the plane in Perth at 5 a.m. and all the fly in, fly out miners are the entire terminal is fly in, fly out miners in high viz.
I'm going to go the streetwear. Mm. Minority Unit.
What's the Snake, the video game starring Snake.
Metal Gear.
This is Metal Gear 5 or something.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's very good. I was thinking a crack team of commandos who are not white.
I'm going to go for the Metal Gear Solid. Mm. Modern Color.
Really cool colored pencils.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm going with a...
Like expensive. They're like $40 for a pack of 12.
I'm going with a Dayglo Trapper Keeper.
Cool.
I'm going to go the cool colors that you have to like go into the city to the art store to buy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Like they're like yeah. they're like somebody
like some weird Pantone.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Pain of Truth.
I'm thinking English as a second language.
Jimmy, we're getting a divorce.
Oh wow, that is a painful truth.
I'm going to go for the divorce. Restraining order. Jimmy, we're getting a divorce.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, Jimmy, get in the car.
Pat, are you going?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I can compete with that. So we can let that run.
All right. The runts.
Candies.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's a candies. Or
give me a different. Yeah. Let's go off not the literal. No, okay.
I got it.
Oh shit! I got one. I get a different one. Go.
It is a heavyweights style motion picture that came out around the time of the Mighty Ducks. It is a.
We're in the same place.
A camp sports drama, badminton with little people.
2024 remake of Bad News Bears.
There you go.
I'm going to go for Pat's sports drama.
Yeah. I love it.
As soon as he goes, I got one. I go, I know what he's going to say. And I'm like, please say it right. He's like, you know, the mitten. No, you can't.
Not that one. Nope, not that word. Oh.
No, keep going. Scalp.
New Quentin Tarantino revenge western.
Yeah, I'm gonna say news coming out of Florida. Interfamily revenge news item.
I'm gonna go Quentin Tarantino. Scourge.
Like a very sci-fi, like high fantasy, villain-centered movie.
Yeah, I'm going with the Marvel villain that used to kill all the people at the bar with no name.
Yes, correct. Should have made a really good, like, should have been pulled more into the Daredevil, Punisher, Moon Knight villain category, but never had much utility there.
Mm. We go for Bob since he's not using other people's IP.
Oh, my bad.
Thank you.
Spy.
Okay.
Robert Redford.
Oh, shit. That's a great one. Let me go a different way. Spy. Oh, clever, fancy, late night baked goods place. Spy, oh, P-I-E.
Ooh, Bob wins that one. That was good. Truth Cult.
Podcast about news media and cult organizations all being under the same umbrella. Plus, mountains are made out of giant trees.
Isn't that Worst Possible Timeline?
Basically.
Truth Cult. What's the vision?
Synthezoid? Come on. What are we talking about?
Hold on. Okay. Truth Cult. Hollywood Hills self-improvement program.
Oh.
Headed by a guy with a robotic arm.
Love it.
I'm going for that. All right. That's the one. Last but not least, Twitching Tongues.
New hookup website.
Yeah.
I caught him on twitchingtongues.com. I swiped left.
It's like Ashley Madison for people that only make out.
Oh, yes.
Got it.
Yeah. I'm going with find local freaks ad in the corner.
Right. Twitching Tongues.
Of X videos.
Yes, 100%. Oh, yeah. All right. That's the same.
I'm going to give that a tie because they were very similar.
Very similar. All right. 13-7. So, Patrick, you get to be the host now. And me and Tom will go on the Sunday. Good job. This is a fun game. I hope people are considering their band names more thoroughly, given our off-the-cuff, what they evoke in our thoughts.
This is very tough. I'm not good at these. You guys are way better at these things than I am.
You fellas vamp for 1 second. I got to attend to
something. No problem. Yeah, so we got to – Tom, I try to put myself in a place – where the word is just flashing in my head, because if I overthink it, it just ends up, and it's hard because also sometimes like you get stuck on a spy. I hear spy, and the only thing I can think of is spy versus spy. Like in those,
right? That's the first thing I can picture the drawing
exactly. So I'm like, yeah. spy versus spy. Then I was like, wait, spy. What would a spy pie be?
Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
You you don't know, like it's like, dealer's choice.
That's right. Has to be.
You don't know what you're getting.
Yeah, that's a good point. Amanda made a peach custard pie not long ago.
All right.
Wow, it was really
good. Did she tell you what it was before you got it?
It wasn't a spy. It was a...
I think that might be the next thing you go. Spy.
Let's do a spy. Well, you know what we've been talking about? She used to do pie parties, which were essentially dessert parties, where it's kind of like a potluck, but you just bring dessert. Fantastic time.
Yeah.
We were over at mutual friend Andy's house.
Hey.
And we were eating some sort of dips. And I was like, yo, we should have a dip party where everybody brings their own dip. Ooh. Who doesn't like dips? Literally everyone I know loves dip.
Yeah, who doesn't like a dip? Yeah, I mean, they run the gamut.
So we're going to do a dip. Patrick, you know what? Next time you are in the your fall tour, I believe you actually – he's not online, but he might hear this. Or he might never hear it. Whatever. We'll try to set up the dip party for when you're around, because I know he is a man who loves dips. And in fact,
like a salsa guy,
one of my favorite Patrick, I don't know, ideas, maybe just movement. Something I copped from him was the leftover Indian food as a dip on chips, just on chips. Fantastic.
I've seen that many a time in a recording. Patrick's going ham. A giant bag of fucking chips and
leftover
and cold stuff out of the refrigerator.
So good. So anyways, dip party coming fall 2023. Holler at us if you want an invite, but bring your A game. So Patrick, you ready?
I'm ready. What's my job though? I'm
you just say things? you read it and then you're the arbiter. You decide
which one
you liked better.
Okay, hold on. Give me a moment to, because you didn't send this to me, right? Let me find this. Okay, Sunday. All right, so I say the things and okay.
Yep.
Dying wish.
.tumblr.com, very popular in 2009.
A pile of puppies.
Okay. That's really tough. Bob's is more accurate, but I think I'm giving it to Tom for how fucking weirdly personal that was.
Loved it. Go.
Like, that's my dying wish.
A pile of puppies. Yeah, it feels. Yeah, I love it.
Extinguish.
All right. Okay, extinguish. Work safe, OSHA, like health and safety online program that is a Oregon Trail style game you have to complete every year.
Okay.
All right. It's a Backdraft sequel that went directly to DVD.
That's great. Let's go with that one. Fleshwater.
Oh. A new really bad energy drink. Horror-themed marketing.
A weird website that connects weird dudes to people who sell their bathwater.
Wow. Bob, I thought that was you, and then now it is.
That was strong, Tom. I liked it.
Fugitive.
The Metal Gear Solid game played from the other point of view.
Oh wow.
I did not kill my wife. I don't care.
A classic. You know, Tom, had you said the name of the pharmaceutical company or the villain, it would be yours. But it's not. You didn't give me enough.
It's Doctor. Oh, the real villain?
The real villain.
No, not
the one-armed man?
Yeah.
Dr. Richard Campbell. It's so good.
Kimball.
What's the,
I
what's the
my wife. Drug? I don't care.
What's the drug company?
Well, I don't know the drug company. I know the what's the name of the drug?
I don't remember it.
Fuck, it's not Ozempic. That's one in the news. Fuck.
Look, this is the signal. Everyone should watch The Fugitive.
It's a great motion picture.
Amazing movie.
I don't.
You know, I should have gone back.
Yeah.
Can I go back?
Go back.
It's The Fugitive is the new water slide at Great Adventure.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, it's like a jailbreak vibe. It's cool. Right.
Doctor Richard Provasic. Provasic, and it's Devlin McGregor.
Devlin McGregor. It's such a good. Yo, has your partner seen The Fugitive, Patrick?
No, certainly not. She my girlfriend thinks that movies that took place that happened before 2006 are old. She'll say that's old. What are you doing?
I mean, she's not wrong.
She's not wrong. It's a classic.
It's a classic movie.
I will say this as a movie I love. The beats, it is slow in a way that I love, but I bet there's people out there who are like, this is not moving fast enough for me. It's perfect. It's like a perfect movie. Fuck. All right. Keep going.
Glitterer.
New DC villain gets in trouble with your wife.
Annoying sparkle stuff that your 13 year when you were 12, your 12-year-old girlfriend ordered from YM.
Wow, that's a good end. So Tom's was required a tiny bit of thought, and I appreciated that.
Thank you.
Good. God's hate.
Barbecue chicken restaurant.
The asteroid that killed the dinosaurs.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good. But Bob's was, I just fell off a ladder and now I speak in non sequiturs. So
Yo, you going to God's Hate Chicken tonight? Yeah. Yo, that atomic explosion chicken. Oh,
you know,
got to sign a waiver.
I was thinking about if I was really wealthy about shock naming restaurants to see if I could get people in the door. And the best one that I came up with was Public Restroom Sushi, where that's just the name of it, and it's just a sushi spot. And
can you say that again? Because you Optimus primed it. Yeah.
Public Restroom Sushi is the name of my establishment.
Love it.
But tell me that you
let me get the sink water special. Fine.
And tell me you wouldn't pop your head in.
You have to.
I have to look.
Of course. That's what I'm saying. All right. Hotline TNT.
Those 900 numbers when you were a kid that you have to ask your parents for permission.
Oh.
That, except it's for survivalists in 2023 to buy not explosives, but all components of explosives.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Ooh, that's good. Bob wins that one.
All right. Command with a K.
The cell phone like war game that you can't X out of.
Pretty good.
The competitor to Liquid Lap Dance.
Oh, holy fuck. Yeah, that one. Both very strong fellas.
Yeah, I know. I had to come hard on that one.
Cruelty with a K.
Vegan Korean barbecue.
Oh, wow. Pretty good.
Fuck. Cruelty. It's like a dog training thing, but they just diss your dog. They don't actually like hurt them.
Okay. So they'll just be like, you got nothing going on in your life, man.
Yeah. Like, you're a fucking lazy bastard, aren't you?
Get this little bitch out of here when you pick him up. And then they're like, oh, yeah, you know, Charlie was really good today. Yes.
Yeah, he didn't poop today. It was great.
Hey, all right. I'm going with that one because that'd be a fun job. Model / actress, actress spelled ACTRIZ.
Okay. Can you hear us, Pat?
I can.
Okay, you optimist a little bit.
Model actress, go.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm getting new Wi-Fi this week.
You
everybody.
Need to.
Because it's the Wi-Fi, not you. Because everywhere you've been in the Western Hemisphere, you've had problems.
Eastern Hemisphere.
My Wi-Fi from fucking Lithuania wasn't that popping. My bad.
No, but now that you're back in Perth, the greatest place on earth. That you rhymed, you still don't have any?
The people of Australia will be the first to tell you the Wi-Fi in this entire nation is ass. Yeah. It's a joke among video game people that they can't get like a decent ping to like you're bouncing all over the fucking map because it sucks here. The Wi-Fi is the one thing they don't have dialed in. That and gun ownership.
Yeah.
What's the Australian name for like Wi-Fi? It's got to be something funny.
You know what? I don't know.
You got a Kana. You got
a wife.
Wife. It's probably wife. They shorten everything.
It's abbreviated like in an unnecessary manner because wife.
Kana was like connection, like connectivity. I was going to say Kana.
Yeah.
Except all right. AC/DC, which they make longer with Akadaka.
Akadaka. All right. Model actress, Tom. All right, mine is a 2023 acting coach school where they teach you how to get Riz. Wow.
I don't even know what that is. That's how old I am.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Tom, you're out of the conversation, man. Riz is the conversational piece.
You need Riz. Yeah, you got to have that Riz. Got to bring that juice. Got to get that Riz.
I got no Riz. I'm trying to think of – I can't think of the actress. Oh, my God.
Julia Childs.
Sure. Yes.
Morgan Freeman.
Julia Child.
Yeah. Jeremy's Ironed.
Jeremy's Iron. Does that sound like a weird porn star? But sure, Jeremy Iron.
Okay. To me, I think you guys missed the mark on this one entirely. This just reminds me of like some A&E murder thing.
That's pretty good. Model actress. But, yeah.
So flip a coin. You both lose. no pressure.
What you say in a text message when you really need someone to help you, but you can't own up to it.
That one's accurate. It's going to be hard to beat that.
I'm going to say it's a weed dispensary. Oh. Hey, man, no pressure. Whatever, man. It's
pretty
cool,
good.
Bro.
That's pretty good. I'm going with Bob's, but that came down to the wire.
Right. Come on, man.
Well, listen, I'm not even keeping track.
We're tied.
Well, you're supposed to.
We're tied. I'm keeping track. We're tied.
Sungis Saga Bog. Listen. Shout out to Gabe who gave me the real pronunciation of this. It's also the meaning of it, which I was not aware. It's obviously not a real word, but it means like blood swamp.
Well, sanguine is blood. Like sanguis is blood. It's like sanguisigabog.
Yeah. So there you go. Thank you.
Really well said, Tom.
Wow.
Yeah, I would struggle.
All right. Saying brand of pure organic sugar cane that's advertised as being from the swamps.
Oh, wow. That's really good. Okay.
The given name of the main character in the movie Basket Case.
What? Oh, okay. Was that your answer? Or is that the real thing?
No, that's my answer.
Oh, fuck.
That's what I think of. I think of I think of bog and I think of like something like with like coming from a weird bog, like
like a gross
but
those were both very strong. Tom's really took me on a journey, however. So Soul Search.
A sneaker reseller.
Fuck,
really good. Someone's username on the new file sharing site.
Somebody was trying to bring it back to
SoulSeek.
I'm gonna go with Tom's. We should go through the people that are still on SoulSeek because their names are very funny.
Yeah, yeah. Most of them it's like 35 people, so you know everybody, right?
Oh, yeah, we could do it in an afternoon. Speed.
The remake of the movie. Starring Timothy Chalamet.
Fuck.
In the Sandra Bullock role, full twist.
Good detail. Wow.
So this is why they pay the big. But who needs that? Who needs, you know? Keep striking. We got Bob coming up with ideas like this.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't need you guys. We can write
them free. Here you go. Throw in the machine. AI the script.
Mine would be a rest stop only for truckers where there's buckets of speed inside for the taking.
It's called Love.
I'm giving that one to Bob because of the Timothy Chalamet.
You would.
Temple of Angels.
The dude who's my favorite actor from Beverly Hills 90210, talk to angels.
Fuck.
Jamie.
This is his second single.
How do you talk
to an angel? This is his second single, Temple of Angels.
So you're talking about the theme from The Heights, which was Jamie Walters as the lead singer.
Yes.
What was his character?
Jamie Smith.
Hold on, everybody. This is important.
James Leland Walters. Yeah.
He was Ray Pruitt.
Did he shove Donna, push her down some stairs or something?
I think it was quite a bit worse than that. So I think he was a particularly bad guy on that program.
I mean, all right. We won't argue on that'll be saved for the Patreon.
Ray Pruitt. Well, we'd have to revisit it, everybody.
Yeah.
All right. Temple Tom of Angels.
Temple of Angels.
Mike Trout's second home.
Fuck.
Well done.
Fuck. That's a coin flip.
Does Pat know who Mike Trout is?
Yes. And I'm giving it, you know what? For doubting that, I'm giving it to Bob.
Wow. You see, that's not even fair. It's like personal. It wasn't even about the
Well, you know what?
All right, we got two more. Let's go.
Trapped Under Ice.
What happened when the Dentine gum factory collapsed and killed three workers?
Fuck.
The dark spinoff from The Bear. It's about a woman who dies in the freezer.
You know what? Because I refuse to watch The Bear for the rest of my life, I'm going with Bob.
You see, that's fucked up, man.
I just don't have time for these meme shows.
wow. It's supposed to be a very good show.
Shout out Maddie Matheson.
Maddie Matheson, man. You got to root for Maddie Matheson.
I don't know. Pat probably doesn't need to. It doesn't make any food that Pat could eat.
No, he doesn't.
No, that's true, too. But you probably ask, if you ask him for something vegan, he probably would look at.
He could probably.
You know what? Yeah. That's a good point. But here's the thing. This is no disrespect to him. I just don't know him because I don't follow chefs in that way. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, it's not like I fucking follow chefs. He's a fucking No Warning Crew guy, you fucking weirdo.
Yeah, but why would I know him, though? You know what I mean?
Like, because he's friends with No Warning and he got famous. That's why it's fucking – like, it's not like, well, he's no fucking chef fucking blah, blah, blah. Like, no, it's like – it's a hardcore guy that became famous. Like, that's
– listen, no reason. Which I'm taking nothing out of his pocket. I wish him love and light. I'm just saying I wouldn't know. Like,
I don't follow chefs.
What is, like, what fucking, I think I've seen a photo of him holding like a roast beef sandwich. I don't know anything else.
Tom, is Gordon Ramsay more of a drug church guy or more of a self-defense guy?
Definitely self-defense. He's pretentious as fuck.
There you go. So wait, I'm sorry. For people that don't know this fella, the show has him in it or it's his story?
No, he's an actor. He plays a role in it.
Oh, well, then salute to fucking The Bear. It goes back to Tom. Okay, so fucking Keeping Volcano.
Volcano. 2023 mega tour led by Veruca Salt and other would-be could-have-beens, almost worse of the 90s.
Mm.
The best part of a Benihana dinner.
That one wins.
Facts.
Regarding Bob's thesis for a tour, though, YouTube has recommended me basically all of Mark Lanegan's memoir as read by him.
Mm. Are you all right? You need a check-in?
if you're not familiar, everybody, go listen to it. It's it's just bracingly honest, junky stuff, right?
Like he's got a voice. He's got a voice.
Yeah,
for
he's
it.
Got a voice. But Bob, are you familiar with his reading of the Screaming Trees Oasis beef?
No.
Find that on YouTube and go down a hole where it's just Mark Lanegan, who is a guy who had a shit upbringing and then dived into addiction at like age 13. And everything that comes with that. Right. So everything that comes with being like a hustler by necessity and a person living on the fringe. And then just Liam Gallagher pretending to be hard. So you have a guy who may or may not be hard, but doesn't care which way a fight goes.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Versus like, so a street person versus Liam Gallagher. And it is very funny listening to a guy go, and if I could get him away from his bodyguards, I was going to break this pussy's neck. Very funny. But, it is also I don't know. I've fallen down a real hole of Mark Lanegan slash Lane Staley sort of mythos. Some
light and bright, losing your soul.
Well, honestly, like, look, I like some of that music. I don't like some of that music, but it is those dudes were darker than necessary. Do you know what I mean? Like, those dudes were living really depressing fucking lives where it really didn't feel necessary for guys who at some times were making a great deal of money. And I don't know.
Down in the everybody, hole, feeling so if, small. Down in the right. hole, losing my soul. I'd like to fly, but my wings have been so denied. Man, what a
everybody,
track.
If you're hooked on dope, amazing. Get yourself some help now because it doesn't go a good direction. These dudes, it's
very easy. Just get some help. You no, cut it off listen. Immediately. Listen to Patty Straight Edge.
This week, go to see Cosmic Joke, quit dope, and go to Sound and Fury this weekend. Shout out.
It's right, go get some chicken at God's Hate Chicken and fucking call it a day, man.
Boom. You got to sign a waiver.